Hello, I'm your host, Leonard Duncan. Welcome to a new episode of ATV Talk and Motorsports Podcast. Please join us every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We bring you interviews with industry professionals, live events, live news about the motorsports industry in every episode. Enjoy the show. Whether we are out riding with our friends and family or racing in extreme environments, we all need good tires. That's why I recommend GBC Power Sports Tires, a division of Greenball Corp. Their products, which include XC Master, Mini Master, and Groundbuster 3, are what leading professionals in the ATV-UTV industry are using. You can get your tires at greenballtires.com or find them on Instagram as GBC Tires for further inquiry. Are you looking for the best suspension technology for your sport ATV? Look no further than Elka Suspension, the industry leader in sport ATV suspension technology. With championship wins in prestigious events such as the Dakar Rally, SCORE, Best in the Desert, ATV MX, Cross Country, and Works, Elka Suspension has established itself as the go-to choice for athletes and enthusiasts alike. But they don't just stop at ATVs. They're constantly expanding into new markets, including UTVs, trucks, SUVs, pit bikes, snowmobiles, and more. Their commitment to innovation and quality means they're always looking to improve and adapt so you can enjoy a smooth ride wherever you go. Want to learn more about what Elka Suspension can do for you? Visit their website at elkasuspension.com. or give them a call at 450-655-4855. They will always be happy to answer your questions and help you find the perfect suspension solution for your needs. Jason Blunt, welcome to ATV Talk. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Doing good. Doing good.
Hey, I know that this wasn't one of your more favorite things to do, but I really appreciate you taking the time and talking with me about how your TRX 450R came to be.
Right. Well, it is. It's kind of odd for me. I normally don't get in front of a camera much, but, you know, we've kind of created a relationship through the build and through all the years I have used y'all, and sure wanted to do anything to help you out, and I sure enjoy the bike. It turned out awesome. You know, it's something that I always wanted and just never really put my head to the ground and really got after it. So it's definitely time in life that I went ahead and done it, you know. So,
well, that's awesome. So you remember back when we were working with your Raptor and we were doing some suspension adjustments after you got your first initial setup. And we were having a conversation on a Monday, you know, just talking about different builds. You started out on the Yamaha plan.
Right. I did. And a 700, you know, it's a nice bike. It's a trail bike, sport bike. I mean, I like it, but it just wasn't quite enough. So, you know, we did the A-arms and the axle and the Elkas, and still, it just felt I was sitting on top of it, not in it, you know. It's just still sitting on top of it. So, you know, like I said, it's a nice bike, but it's nothing like the 450. And my son had the Yamaha 450. I liked the way it felt, but the seat to peg height was a little bit off. And I knew the Hondas had a little bit lower peg. So, and then you mentioned that you had started on one or maybe one for yourself. And I'm like, will you sell it? You know, and the rest is kind of history. You know, that's how we got started.
Well, yeah, you asked me what I was going to build for myself. Right. And I told you, you know, I wanted to had a TRX 450R that, you know, I was kind of building more for off-road, but, you know, there's not a lot of motocross out here, so, and I'm not really wanting to jump or anything like that, so making it more off-road-ish was more what I was looking for.
Right, you know? Right. And, far as my country boy jumps, you know, the bike works perfect. So for my homemade track here, which is it's 3.8 miles long. It's kind of cross country with a lot of, I've added a lot more ramps, a lot more MX feel to it in the middle in certain sections. And now I've got the bike to handle it. So, I mean, it just all kind of worked out perfect. And since I've talked to you last, there's my closest track from me, which ain't but 10 miles from me. It's always been a motocross track. And that guy has decided to add a side-by-side and an ATV track. He's been there 10 years. He's well-established in the motorcycle world. And he's kind of entering into the ATV slash side-by-side. So we have a bunch of dirt-moving equipment. We've owned a cattle ranch my entire life. We build ponds and do a good bit of dirt work. So I'm actually met the guy, become friends, and I've got equipment up there now helping him build the track. So I'm hoping that the ATV, as far as my little parish here, kind of takes off. He does an ATV race one time a year on a motocross setup track, and I was looking forward to that, but now he's building a separate track for ATVs. So maybe there's a chance to get a little bit more ATV back going here, you know.
That would be great. What's the name of the track again?
It's DeSoto Motorsports Park, and it's in DeSoto Parish. That's Louisiana, close to Shreveport, Louisiana. That's where I'm at. And, yeah, DeSoto Motorsports Park. And the guy, like I said, he's been there 10 years. At the end of this month, he hosts a monster, some type of monster event on the motocross side, and he's expecting a show up on motorcycles around 400 to 450 bikes. So he's well established. He's got a nice facility, and now we're adding on, you know, actually two more tracks to his facility. So the sky's the limit. I'm hoping he's ready to grow, because I'm ready to help, you know, promote him, help him build the stuff. And, you know, it's just a family type deal, you know, and I've always, anything to do with a motor, I'm involved in it, you know.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome that you participate in that stuff to help grow the sport as well as participate. So this build was originally, we started talking about, for your son.
Right.
Who's the main rider, you or your son?
Pretty much me, primarily right now. I'm trying to get him interested in, you know, it's a little, he just turned 18. He's always rode out here. He enjoys the track. You know, we race and time each other on the track all the time. I just don't know that he would pick it for sure, you know, 100% go that route. And yes, sir, part of building this bike was to kind of give him the deluxe ride, you know, and see if he really takes interest. And he's showing a good bit of interest, you know, but 18 and he's got girls on his mind and, you know, college and a lot going on in life for him at this age. But yeah, if I can get him out there on that track and get those butterflies out of him as far as being around a bunch of people, he's got the talent, you know, he's got the crazy switch that he can hit and when he puts that helmet on. So, you know, he's got the guts. It's just the time, you know. Life's so busy right now. You know, I think everybody's just if you want to work, it's out there right now, I think. So
it's
my neck of the woods.
Everywhere you look, there's people that are needing people to work, you know, right, in our industry, your industry. You know, we've had the conversation, you know, about needing people to help and everything. That's one of the reasons why it took so long to get it finished, was, you know, need help. But
right,
hey, I'm the guy. So
right. You're it, you know.
Well, you know, it was a year ago around this time when we started, you know, it was done. It was sitting there. I sent you some photos.
Right.
And then it rained.
Right. And
it seemed like every time we set up a shoot, it would rain. And I wasn't going to take that beautiful bike out in the mud.
No, no, no. I hadn't either so far.
Yeah, it's just, it's incredible. You know, you have some parts on there that aren't readily available to the general public.
Right, right. And I do appreciate that too, by the way.
That was my last roll swing arm.
Right.
It doesn't have all of the skid plate mounts on there, but we did some adapting componentry to it without having to change the structure of the swing arm so that you have the rotor protector and a sprocket guard on there.
Right. So far, excellent. You know, I'll ride, this is a pine plantation here. And, you know, the pine limbs are constantly dropping on the track. And I have yet to have any issue. So if it'll handle my limbs falling on the track, it should handle anything I want to throw at it, you know. Like I say, I'm not going to stick her in the mud anytime soon. And so far, so good. So it's worked, you know, perfect.
I want to ask you this. Do the cattle get bothered by the sound of the motors?
I don't have cattle here on this place. We planted it back early 2000 in pine trees. And they're about 20-something years old now. So it's just pine trees out here. My farm is separate. But now, when I do ride up at the farm, as long as I ride around them slow a time or two and get them used to the sound, then I can pretty much do whatever I want to and it doesn't bother them. I wouldn't let
that much, so.
Just anybody ride around them, but yeah, I ride around them all the time. We've got work side by sides that we ride around them. That's how we feed and everything. So they're pretty used to that type of smaller engine sound. So it's not bad at all.
That's good. I don't want to get off track too much, but on your pine area, do you guys work that as far as selling off the trees and the wood?
Right. We do. It's typically about a 30-year cycle, and we're back in brand new pine trees. 20-something years ago when we planted these, we planted them a little tight, and that's going to cost us a few extra years of growth. It took a while to get to the first thinning. It took about 5 years extra to get to the first thinning, so we kind of messed up, you know. But when you're planting pine trees and they're little, you know, they're just 6 inches tall, and we were supposed to do a 10 by 10 spacing, and I think we did about a 6 by 8 spacing, and, you know, looked fine when they was little, but it just sure slowed the growth pattern down, you know. But you live and learn, and as long as you learn, it's not really a mistake in life, you know, it's just a good lesson. So that's kind of where we're at.
You got your hands in a lot of different things besides motorsports. Didn't you tell me that you used to do the tractor pull stuff?
Yeah, and I got a brother that still does the tractor pull, the antique tractors, and we've got our own sled now, and we're traveling a few places with almost homemade sled. The antique stuff, you're looking at between 3 to 12 miles an hour. You know, nothing like you see on TV with the 5 or 6 motors. You know, we're talking real farm tractors and antique. Like, we've got 36 model two-cylinder out there, you know. And so it's pretty neat in the antique tractor world. Yes, sir. I've always, and on my four-wheeler stuff, I've leant more toward drag racing, a little safer with just two people out there, you know. But I did some fast drag racing. I did some monster builds on my drag racing. And we was trying to add up a while ago how long I've done business with Duncan. I think we started, it was in the 90s sometimes when you redid the first, I think the big, the first big project, I had a Quadzilla, I had a 500 motor, and y'all rebuilt transmission and all for me. And I don't remember probably around 94-ish, I believe, when I first met y'all and started doing business. And we've done 3 or 4 motors and mostly been Suzuki type stuff. So, you know, we've talked a lot through the years. Been a long relationship, and one of the motors you redid for me, we had a guy there in Mansfield, Thornton. I believe we had talked about it before. You had me take it to him because I was young, and he helped me put it together. You know, he helped me put it all back together, and that was somebody in this area that you trusted on your motor building. If that brings back some memories, you know.
Yeah, because unfortunately, Jason's still around, but his pops is passed on.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Lauren's really good friends with Marty Hart, who lives probably within a couple hours of you.
Okay. I know some Harts. They're in Texas. I can't call the first name, but the Hart name definitely rings a bell out of Texas.
Yeah, he used to have a glass shop. He may still.
Yeah, I used to have a glass shop over in Texas. I don't have it no more.
No, well, Marty used to have, I don't know if he still does have his glass shops, but he had them all over where he was from.
Okay. Yeah, that was cool. Well, I was in the glass shop business too there for a while. Matter of fact, some of the parts you shipped back and forth was to Center Glass in Center, Texas. That's where I worked for quite a while. My mom actually owned it. And we run it for her for a while. But, yeah, but back to our topic about the 450. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it is the perfect bike, you know, and I kind of gave you lead way on setting most of it up. This is my first red and white bike. I normally stay with blue and white. And everybody that's seen it loves it. And the few people I've let ride it are just blown away. I mean, it's so far past what I've ever had here to ride or build. I mean, it's just night and day. You know, it's from a 1B to a real bike.
Well, I also built it in the reserve that, so I knew what I would be able to ride.
Right,
I didn't
want
to overpower it.
Right.
Underpower it at the same time. And I kept it in mind that this is for me, for you. And, you know, the oil cooler that it has on it, you know, there's this whole story behind the oil cooler. My friend Randy at GPR, the gentleman that owns GPR, we were having some machining issues, and he took the original, and one of his guys in his shop drew it again, rebuilding the whole outer piece,
right,
so that we could have that oil cooler again, and put it on your machine,
right.
The dual fans, I've been putting on dual fans for a number of years. It doesn't need the dual fans. I wanted dual fans.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, they look good and sound good too. And yes, sir, they keep it cool. So,
right. And you have a temperature gauge and an hour meter right up there where you can see them, you know, so you can just look down and know if it did get hot, you could tell right after you're done riding.
Right. Yeah.
And that mounting that where I did that 4 times before I was happy with it.
Right. It's fun, ain't it, though? You know, it's aggravating, but it's fun at the same time. You know, when you get it, you got it, you know?
Right, and I kept, when I would put the front fender on it, just never sat in the right place. So I had to keep taking it apart and remaking the mount. And finally, it worked out. I know you told me to do the colors that I wanted.
Right.
And when I started out, I started with a red frame.
Right.
And that red in on the camera almost looks like it's got a metal flake in it, but it's not. It's just this typical Honda red.
Right.
But when you look at it in the sun, it sparkles.
Yeah, it does. It turned out real well.
Yeah. So SSI did a graphics kit for me, and actually my brother Lauren sent him, I sent him an email, and he sent him some information, and that's how they came out with the graphics. And, you know, I told him, I asked you what number you wanted, and got your phone put on there and everything.
Right. It looks good. Love the graphics. And like I said, it was actually more than I was expecting. And then, you know, I should have grabbed that model before I started this to show it off, because that was a neat surprise coming to the mailbox, you know, after the build was complete. And, you know, to start this project a while back and to have it all come together, and then, like you said, we got put off on the test rider for quite a while on riding, but then it all worked out, and it hit the magazine, which was very important to me. I did want it in the magazine. I wanted this for a long time, and it hit on the month of my birthday as well. You know, February is I turned 50, so when this thing got published and it come out in the month of February edition, I mean, golly, how many things can line up in a row, you know, to all work out that way? That was just, it's just meant to be. So it was a long time coming, you know. And then the guy, the editor that called me from the magazine, he's between our age, and you know, I had a long talk with him about the side-by-side, and I tried that for a while, and it just wasn't the same as a four-wheeler, you know, and I went back to a four-wheeler because you just can't get that feel behind the steering wheel that you can get grabbing hold of handlebars, and he's like the same way. I mean, so I don't know if I ever had the opportunity to meet the guy, but he sounded like he was on the same page, you know, as far as the ATV, and what he misses about an ATV is the same thing I missed, you know, going from a side-by-side back to a ATV. It's working on me. You know, I got to get back in better shape.
Well, you know, it was a pleasure and an honor to do this for you and to be a part of it. There was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into that machine. And you know, I'll be totally honest with you. When I was all done, I regretted selling it.
Right, right.
But in reality, I wouldn't have ridden it. It would have sat.
And right.
The fact that it's in your home and you're going to use it and have fun with it means the world to me, because,
right,
you know, I just don't have the time to go ride and to do the things. Since all that's taken place, I've done some work with stretching and some things like that. My arm's gotten better or getting better, so maybe I will get to go ride.
Right.
You know, we'll see. And
you have to make time. That riding will keep you young. You know, it'll make you feel old for the first few times, but overall, it's a great workout and it's fun. So, and I'm blessed enough to have a track right here at the house. So any evening that I got a little extra energy, I can jump on it and make a loop or two, and about a 6-minute round. So if I can do two rounds mashing on it, you know, it's 12 minutes, pretty hardcore riding, makes you sleep better at night. I promise you.
Do you use the off-road tires on your track or the motocross?
Off-road tires, yes, sir. I haven't even bolted either set of the smaller tires on yet. The 18s, and they just look so little, you know, to me.
I gave you a practice set of motocross tires, and I got you a set of race tires. The GBC, obviously, is the brand that I pick.
Right. So far, I hadn't took the tires that you sent it on off. I really enjoy them. And that's always been my 20 has always been my tire size, you know. So I don't know I've had one set of 18s in the past, and they was wore out. So it was like driving on icy road, you know, basically, with 18s that I used to have. And be honest with you, I felt no need to swap them. We still do a lot of drag racing. And, you know, the bike hooks good with the 20s. And I'm still winning drag racing, even though it's not built specifically for drag racing. But the motor is amazing because from the bottom, especially middle and right at the top, I mean, it pulls perfect. And it's a nice, long, steady pull. The power comes on about the best that I've ever had, you know. And which coming out of drag racing, you didn't make no power to ride up at the tip of top of everything. So a stock motor is always missing bottom to me. But your motor is, it's got bottom and it's got a mid that it just rocks, you know, and a decent top end.
Well, most of the power that I wanted is in that middle area where if you're out riding the trails, that's where you're spending most of the time.
Yep.
Most of your motocross riding at our level is in the middle, you know?
In the middle. Right, right. Right, and I'm kind of interested to see. We get this track whooped out. I think he's expecting mid to late April. He should be through with it and at least be ready for some test riding. And I'm hoping that we can draw a crowd. My age group guys that used to drag race with a little bit, they was more into the racing ATVs. And I'm still in contact with several of them guys, Dale and Boeing Feller. Both of them, I think, will be interested, especially if we've got a real ATV track right here at the house. You know, they're within 45 minutes of me. So I don't know. There's a handful, probably 6 or 8 guys, and they'll all be about my age group that should be interested in and wiping the dust off their machines and bringing them back out, you know. So I'm hoping that, you know, we'll get us a little gang, 10 or 12 bikes at least, you know.
That would be great. That would be great.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
I hope you send me some pictures and let me know how that goes for you.
I sure will. I'll definitely keep you in the loop on this ATV track. And as we continue to move forward, we're doing a small circle track and we're doing a tractor pull track. So we're going to, it's just a motorsports park. You know, the boys got a lot of land, got plenty of land to do a lot of different things on. And he don't necessarily do the mud crowd, but anything to do with racing or going fast, that's what it's about, you know. So
make sure you get me some information from that track so that we can help advertise it, flyers, whatever they have. You get them sent over to us, we'll make sure to get them posted.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like you to get him on here and hammer down on him on the ATV side. You know, we got to promote heavily the ATV side for sure, you know.
Well, I expect that you'll get me and him together and we'll get that taken care of.
Sure. We'd love to.
Awesome. Jason, it was an honor and a pleasure to actually meet you face to face, even though it was on camera.
Right.
And I appreciate all the business that we've done in the past. And I'm glad that you're getting to ride that machine. It means the world to me.
Right. And it's being took care of too now. So it hadn't seen a mud hole yet neither.
Good.
It's shining out there.
Well, you know, you got the cover of the magazine, the photo of it, before I did.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You text me the photo and people were calling me and I was busy and I wasn't paying attention. And I got some other text messages and I had not opened yours yet. And I was talking to Joe Tull from ATV On Demand. And he said, "Hey, dude, you got to do this." And Jeffrey Henson from Dirt Wheels texted over while we were talking on the phone and it popped up with the picture, and then I saw your text message with the picture on there, and I didn't see the magazine. I didn't see the actual magazine, for almost a week after that.
Right, right, right. And he told me, you know, I had talked to him before. We did a little interview, and then I had talked to him a time or two again on the cell or texting back and forth. And he told me, get ready because, you know, we're going to do something special for this edition that we hadn't done since, I can't remember, 2012 or something, since a four-wheeler got the whole front cover, you know. So that's another thing that lined up on this whole deal. And it coming out on my birthday month. And it's been the first time since Dirt, it's been a long time since Dirt Wheels used the whole cover for a build like this. So, it's a lot of blessings you got to count there, you know, from my perspective, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Really enjoyed it. Pretty special. Awesome.
Pretty special deal.
Yes, very special.
Thank you very much for letting me be a part of it.
Not a problem. Thank you. Thank you for putting up with me and all my questions. And well, it all it rolled smooth.
You're easy, brother. Let me tell you.
Thank you.
The team here at ATV Talk would love your feedback. Please email us at hello@atvtalkpodcast.com. San Diego's Body Evolution and Wellness Center. With over 17 years experience, Dr. Heidi looking out after all your chiropractic needs and Coach PJ looking out after all your fitness needs. Visit our website, www.bodyevolution.org, or call for an appointment, 619-987-8875. If you're in need of a consultation for your current racing program, a custom ATV, or an industry guest speaker, I have the company for you. Duncan Technologies International, Inc. offers host, MC, and guest speaking services at events. Builds custom ATVs for recreational riding or racing around the world. And they offer consulting services for professional teams or individual racers. Send inquiries to DuncanTechInternational@gmail.com or call 619-716-1532 for more information. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, don't forget to share us with your family and friends. The podcast is available on all streaming platforms, and you can find us on social media as ATV Talk Podcast. We're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Rumble, and Twitter